6 touchdowns on 6 straight possessions. That is so hard to do, bro.
How many times is Patrick Mahomes going to get the call to help him win the game?
Alvin Kamara, his contact balance is something beautiful. Think about it. If he was in Cleveland right now, they're not being led by their quarterback. Come on.
From everything I've heard and seen about Baker Mayfield, he's not a top 5 leader. He's a top 3 leader.
Turns his head, projectile vomits, looks back, takes a snap. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Jason and OC podcast, brought to you by 888 Sport and Lazy Boy, the official partners of the NFL UK and Ireland. Get ready for a good episode today.
That was outstanding. That's Houston J-Bell. That's Houston. That's the Houston J-Bell right there, bro.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. It's the Lazy Boy game of the week. We have the Chiefs versus the Bengals.
I absolutely love that, Jay. I had a little Dak Prescott action. Yeah. A little Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I'm a quarterback in my dreams.
In your dreams. Yeah. But these are the field of dreams right here. Jason Bell, the Cincinnati Bengals on the march. We are in the second quarter, 3rd and goal.
To the end zone. Pass. It is caught. This is checking the feet here.
This is the wide receiver who has to step up.
Yosimash has the touchdown.
Look at your homeboy Joe Burrow here scanning the field, stepping up into the pocket, delivering a strike. And that is Andre the Giant, Yosimash J-Bell.
Andre came through with this big catch in the goal line, in the red area. And he had to because Jamar Chase was doubled on his play. So he had single coverage on the outside, and he deserves to celebrate. We practice this all day. That is the receivers. The toe drag. It's excellent. It is superb. It is other words that I don't know the verb, OC, but it was great. What a catch. What a throw. Big play. Big score.
Did you see the celebration, though? A little Mo Salah when he put the arrows out and he did the shooting.
I mean, the game is international, OC.
Do you even know who Mo Salah is?
I do know who Mo Salah is. I appreciate
on
it.
On to the second quarter with 9 minutes left.
First and 10. Down the field he goes. Rushing Rice for the touchdown.
My homeboy Patrick Mahomes right here scanning the field, stepping up and delivering a strike. Woo. And that is Rashee Rice running away like he's running from the scene of a crime.
What a throw over the shoulder to Rashee Rice. This is excellent. Beating man-to-man coverage on the outside. Slows down a little. Gets the defender to slow down.
Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he do that the other day? Why didn't he slow down? Quarter, 8:27 left, 2nd and goal. Look at Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to get a little fancy, man. A little razzle-dazzle right here, J-Bell.
Up top they go. And look who catches it, Morris. Wanye Morris, the backup left tackle, was eligible on the play.
There's nothing more fun for the entire team than when you get a big guy a touchdown.
They call that tackle eligible, and he deserves to be eligible. He's probably an eligible bachelor with a dance like that, but that's exactly what they do down in the red area, down by the goal line. Andy Reid, this offense, they always have a play design to trick, to fool you. The eyes of the defender is in the backfield because he is ready for a run play. Great play design, great execution.
Wanye Morris, Wanye, Boys to Men Morris. We're going to show our age, you know, Boys to
yeah,
Men.
Yeah, Wanye. ABC, yeah. ABC, BBD. Yeah. Yeah. East Coast family.
There you go, J-Bell, with your old ass. We're into the third quarter now. 2:22 left. 4th and goal. Cincinnati Bengals on the move again.
Here it is. Going for it all. And an open target once again. The Bengals score, connecting with Yosimash.
Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, telling them, hurry up, hurry up. Snap me the ball. Play action fake. And who does he go to again? Running, looking around, and it is Andre the Giant, J-Bell.
Andre comes through again, but this route is silky, smooth, fancy footwork, baby. On the top of the route, in and out. So quick his towel falls off the back of his hip. This man came through in the red area where they don't don't have a lot of space, and he comes up with the TD.
Big time performance from Andre the Giant. 7 yards, J-Bill.
Seven yards and two touchdowns. Baby, it's time to celebrate.
End of the third quarter, 2nd and 14. Patrick Mahomes, you know he wants to make something happen. Look into his left arm, furls a deep ball, but it is
hoo-wee.
What an interception. My goodness, Cam Taylor Britt pulled it down with one hand, and they have taken it away from Mahomes for the second time in the game.
Cam Taylor Britt with the interception, J-Bell. What a play.
That is the play of the year so far by Cam Taylor Britt versus the speedy receiver Xavier Worthy on the outside. This is textbook. He got physical with him on the line of scrimmage, then went up and took the ball away with one hand, and I don't care about the gloves.
Fourth quarter, 14:52 left, 3rd and 10. Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals trying to make something happen under pressure, under siege, and
the ball's out, and it's Connor running with it. Shamari Connor to the end zone.
He's going to cough the ball up, J-Bell.
Is that a cough the ball up? What a play. We talked about this defense of the Kansas City Chiefs, and Connor picks up the ball, fumble recovery, takes it back. This is why you sprint to the ball, because good plays happen when you run fast near the ball carrier. This is what Kansas City does well, swarms the ball carrier.
Absolutely. After a McPherson field goal, Cincinnati up 25-23. We go to the fourth quarter, 48 seconds left, 4th and 16. Patrick Mahomes gonna scramble, trying to make a play. He has to make something happen. Throws the ball. Oh, are you kidding me, J-Bell? Are you kidding me?
Now he's going laterally. He's gonna throw it on the run, and it's broken up, and there's no flag. Oh, flag comes in late. A flag comes in late.
That is a pass interference by Anthony coming off his back. Look at him. He's just a second too early. This is a rookie. He just mistimed the jump, and this play changed the game.
Dejon Anthony with the pass interference. That is absolutely unacceptable. And we already know what's going to happen here. Harrison Butker.
Butker's kick for the win. He buries it.
This is why you paid him a bunch of money for kicks like this. What a game we saw. OC, game of the week, did not disappoint.
I thought they paid him because of what he said. No?
What a game we had on our hands. Went down to a field goal. We expected it to be close. And the Chiefs did well by overcoming three turnovers to kick that last second field goal to win. They also had 150 yards rushing. Isaiah Pacheco was physical. He had 90 yards on 19 carries. And the Chiefs have played the Bengals, that is, six times since Burrow was drafted in 2020. And the Bengals are 3-3 in this game. This game is a battle for the centuries. Can't wait to see it again. The Chiefs defense has allowed fewer than 28 points in 23 games, including the playoffs. That is the longest active streak in the NFL, OC. Making it happen. Making it happen. Yep. Oh, I knew you were going to talk about that.
How many times is Patrick Mahomes going to get the call to help him win the game? Yes, we know he's a great quarterback. We know he's the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now. But for some reason, the script just seems to be favoring him over and over again, J-Bell. What is this? There's no way that's pass interference.
You don't even believe that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do believe it.
Yeah. Listen, okay. I understand, right? Because as good as Kansas City is, nobody wants to see them handed anything because they win too much,
fourth
right?
4th and 16, J-Bell. You can't call that.
I understand. You want to take and you want to keep the refs out of the game. When you look at it, you're thinking, oh, no, it's coming down to this. But it's a pass interference. He is early. He jumped too early. Now, you can say whatever you want. Would Rashid Rice have caught the ball? Maybe. Mm. But he was early. And I will say this. When we talk about roster construction, a team building, yep. right? Organizations as a whole. Mm. We always say the bottom half of your roster, those guys are going to win and lose you 3 to 4 games a year.
Down there, man.
Right? They always say that. About 3 to 4 games a year.
Okay.
Well, this guy, a rookie, comes in. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not putting it on him. But if he makes that play,
they
probably win the game. This is why depth matters everywhere, and everybody has to come through with a play. It was a pass interference. Have I persuaded you on my side?
You haven't persuaded me, but I will tell you one thing that, you know, you didn't mention at all today. You said not one thing about this. Because as I was walking in, I've been receiving quite a few compliments.
Oh, I already talked about
on my ankles.
I've talked about the rich man ankles.
Can you see? Can you see that right there?
Those ladies and gentlemen, OC has his loafers on, which look quite comfortable. If you can't see this, they look so comfortable.
It's not the loafers I'm talking
about. It's the ankle exposure.
Exactly. I'm showing a little ankle.
That's the rich man ankle.
It's sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I look like one of those 1800s Victorian. You know how they would just show a little ankle and the men would go crazy?
Yeah. That's... It was all about your calves back then. Ankle. They wanted it.
Now it's a different story.
You just look cold.
But back then, you know what I mean? Just a little ankle would have been. That's all they had to do, J-Bell. They just show you. You're like, is that an ankle?
He's risky. He's risky with his ankle out. You think he's risky. I tell you what, that pass interference was not risky.
Okay, I hear you.
Do you believe? What do you think?
I hear you.
All right. Patrick Mahomes had 151 yards. Yeah. It was the lowest of his career. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and Joe Burrow with 258 passing yards. He was 23 out of 36 for 2 TDs. So who do you think outplayed?
You know what happens with the Kansas City Chiefs over these last couple of years?
Yeah.
Their defense carries them
up
until the point where it matters, and then Patrick Mahomes steps forward.
Complete team.
Yeah. When you look at him statistically, there's no way you will say this is the best quarterback in the NFL up until it absolutely matters. That's when he shows up. Because statistically speaking, he will not have the best stats. He's been throwing quite a few interceptions. His numbers aren't up there at the very, very top. But then guess what? Playoffs, you'd be like, oh my God, he is balling. Super Bowl, you know he's going to win the game then. So there's something about him. I mean, maybe you want to call it the clutch gene. I don't know what it is, but over the past couple of years, you cannot say he has been performing as the best quarterback in football up until the very end. That's when he shows up.
I was about to literally come hard at you.
You were.
Yeah, I was.
But you
I
can't
was,
argue with facts, Jay, though. You can't. A lot of people like to argue with facts. You can't do that.
Yes. I was about to retaliate in emotions.
Yeah.
But you said something, and I was like, all right, OC, I hear you. You said up and to the point.
Yes.
Great quarterbacks make a play when you know what they have to do. I know you have to throw, and I know you have to pick up a certain amount of yards, and I am going to defend against that. And you still make it right. And that's what Patrick Mahomes does.
Does it every time.
Clutch situations. Just like you said, the defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. I love talking about him because I think play calling is an art. I'm just back to your other point. Mm. Even if you don't like, if you don't know much X's and O's about football, the way these people call plays, it's like painting a beautiful picture.
Mm.
Because what he did to force the biggest play in the game to get them the ball back when he brought that pressure at the end of the game. He hadn't done it all game. He held it in his pocket. And I don't play cards. I don't gamble. But I would imagine if you're at a poker table and you got a big hand or whatever, you got to have something they haven't seen before. Yeah. You got to have control of yourself, of your emotions, not to use what you have in the bag.
Mm.
You got to save it to the last minute. And you've been on those teams, you've been on those defenses, and you've probably seen it. Do I know what I'm talking about, or am I just spewing nonsense?
You know exactly what you're talking about, man. You do, and you just got to save yourself sometimes, man. Just kind of like how I'm saving my ankles. J-Bell. Are you turned on? Be honest. A little ankle action here. Go ahead, J-Bell. Go ahead. Just give me a peek.
You know who needed a little ankle action?
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The Dallas Cowboys needed all ankle. They needed to just wear no socks.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day in youth football, you know, when you didn't have to wear socks, right?
Yes.
Or in college.
Yeah.
And you know, some people, they look fresh, man. You know, just if you built up your calves, you look fresh.
Yeah.
They needed something because the Saints blew out the Cowboys 44-19.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Ridiculous.
Right? The Saints ended a 16-game home regular season win streak for the Dallas Cowboys. They scored touchdowns on 6 straight possessions, 44 points, which is the most scored on the road by New Orleans since week 10, 2018, that was versus the Bengals, if you wanted to know that. And the Saints offense has scored 91 points in two games. Nobody was talking about that before the season. Alvin Kamara, who is on my fantasy football team, by the way. Okay. I chose him. I'm just throwing that out there. Had a historic day, 20 carries, 115 yards. That was rushing, 65 reception yards, 4 TDs. Dak Prescott on the other side, 27 out of 39 for 293 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interceptions. But before we get into this conversation, because I need to know how you feel, let's look at this clip, OC.
Prescott.
Dak, last week you guys were riding a high in Cleveland, and then to have today, is this just the way the league goes?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. I talk about each and every week. No games are played on paper. I know I wasn't personally. I don't think the guys in the locker room necessarily were. I mean, I talked about how much meat we left on the bone offensively. And that's simply why you can't listen to other people's opinions and read with you guys right, respectfully. I mean, y'all may have put this team on a high more than we should have been, and now we just simply have got to reset. We've got to respond. We're not going undefeated. You know, I mean, hadn't been done in 50 years. Woo, surprise. So it's about getting back to it and finding a way to respond to put the best team on the field next week.
Two things really just jumped at me.
Okay.
All right. We don't play on paper. And what you guys write.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he looked really good.
He looked incredible.
He looked like he got the full chalupa bag.
I like the way he looked. And to be honest, I like the way he sounded.
You like the way he sounded?
He sounded
Tell me more about that.
No, but he sounded like a leader. When I look at what I want my quarterback to sound like phonetically, that's exactly what, to me, he sounded like a leader, like a QB, a leader of men. I've heard people say that Dak Prescott is a leader. And a lot of times when I see him speak, I can actually see that. Now, we can get into the things that he said that you were a little off-put by.
You might have just swayed me a little bit.
Okay.
Because when you said leader, the light bulb went off. He shifted blame.
Yes.
He made an enemy. Because now, as a team, we just got beat down.
Yep.
You can't point fingers. Like, any great coach will not go in and tell everybody what they did wrong.
Mm.
They are at a low right now. You have to now emphasize what we do well. Hey, I know it went this way, but look at all the good things we've had. You've heard good coaches do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you get beat like this, they put the tape on and they show you what you did good.
Because
it's a sensitive situation. So what he just did is he said, hey, we are okay. You are the ones that have the problem.
Okay.
You all write this. We know we got to work at stuff. We know it's not going to be an easy road. We're ready for this.
Yeah.
It's on y'all.
But, okay, is he not right? Because really, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, there's not one person in here who before the season said the Dallas Cowboys were a Super Bowl team. None of us said that.
We said we don't judge this team until the playoffs.
So they go out there, they play one game. Defensively, they perform. Offensively, they're lights out. And all of a sudden, as usual, the crowning begins.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cowboys. But he's just saying, hey, we know.
Okay.
We're in here and we know there are a lot of things that we need to fix. There are a lot of things that we need to get corrected. But you guys have anointed us yet again to be the champions of the world. And we're just not that.
I have some blame to take in this because the first thing I said in this conversation, instead of celebrating the Saints, is I went to the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to them.
That's what we all do. That's what we do.
We defer to what did they do? How did they play? They got their face beat in. They couldn't stop the run. Alvin Kamara, his contact balance is something beautiful. I mean, just watch this guy run the ball. What I mean by that is every time he gets hit, he's like a little pinball with balance, right? The way he looks so fluid. It's amazing. And Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, man.
Boy.
Oh, my goodness. Big throws down the field. I mean, that Clint Kubiak, their new offensive coordinator, the way that they are calling
We call that when nepotism goes right.
When nepotism goes
right. Nepotism goes right.
Because
that's what
his
we call
dad,
that. Yeah. Gary Kubiak.
Gary Kubiak, former backup quarterback, then offensive coordinator, then head coach, success. The Shanahan tree, which you see everywhere. You see that offense working everywhere. But yes, this is when nepotism wins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, his play calling. I love what they're doing as a team. I think this is going to be interesting. They have just shaken up the NFC South.
Yes.
But, Elsie, I'm going back to the Cowboys.
Okay.
I can't help
it. I hear you.
I can't help
it. No, I hear you.
I can't help it.
I hear you.
I can't
help it. It sells.
All right.
Cowboys sell.
All right, bro.
Sex sells.
Okay. All right. So you've been on defense when this has happened.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're in a game and you can't stop anything.
Yeah.
When you are getting bludgeoned.
Yeah.
When you're looking up and you're just looking for help.
Yeah. Yeah. It's happened.
What does that feel like? How do you respond? Tell me what the sidelines like. Give it to me.
So first, let's talk about two things. Let's talk about Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys, who was riding high off of week one, got humbled. Mm-hmm. To me, he just looked out of his depth.
Yeah.
This is an old school coach. You know, he'd been a defensive coordinator for a long time. You know, strong personality. He's that guy.
Yeah.
But he just looked like he didn't know what was going on out there.
Bro, they scored 6 touchdowns on 6 straight possessions. That is so hard to do, bro.
Ridiculous. He didn't know what was going on. But that being said, this happens all the time.
Why did you grab a cup like that?
Because it happens. We've seen this happen on numerous occasions. I've been in situations like this where that happened.
Okay.
And speaking of defensive coordinators who might have been a little overwhelmed,
I have to
tell you a story.
Ooh.
This is something that whenever I think about it, I laugh, but inside, I feel a little bad because the defensive coordinator in question, who I won't say his name.
Yeah, we protect the innocent or the guilty.
I love this guy to death.
Yes.
He's just a great guy. Mm-hmm. We're in a game. We can't stop a nosebleed. They are just moving up and down the field on us.
That is ugly.
Getting beat down. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what in the world is going on. So I'm sitting down and, you know, I see our safety, right? Uh-huh. Walking towards me and he's laughing.
Can we tell me who it is?
Entrell Roll.
He's the man too.
And he's laughing.
Okay.
I'm like, Trell, what's going on, man? He's like, bro, OC, you're not going to believe what I just saw. I'm like, Trell, what happened, man? He's like, yo, the defensive coordinator was crying just now.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why is he crying? He was like, he came to me, Os, and he was like, he was crying. And he was like, I don't know what to do, man. What should we call, Trell? What can I call to help y'all? I don't know what's going on.
Think about you prep. You watch every ounce of film, everything they've done, and you can't stop nothing.
He's on the sidelines. Not like, you know when you're angry and you have like a tear coming out, J-Bell?
Yes,
not that he said—
He's boohooing?
He was like full on, like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, man. To this day, Trell, hit him up. Just message him right now.
Oh,
be like, Trell, on Instagram, ask him, is this a true story? See what he says.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
How do you go into your meetings on Monday after?
Sometimes it just gets you, man. Sometimes it gets you.
Oh, God.
It gets you sometimes, J-Bell.
Oh, gosh. Speaking about get, I like how you teed me up because I want to talk about getting got and full-on crying.
Mm.
The Las Vegas Raiders against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
There might be a little crying after an 0-2 start by the Ravens.
Yeah, they haven't been 0-2 since, like, 2015. Like, they usually don't start like this. It's been a long time.
They lost at home
to
the Raiders. 26-23. And it was a fourth quarter they do not want to remember. Now
Another one.
Okay. Another one.
I guess we'll get into that a little bit later.
Go ahead. So the Ravens start 0-2 for the first time since 2015. Lamar Jackson has lost back-to-back games for the first time since 2021. The Raiders they trailed in this game 23-19 with 9:32 on the clock in the fourth quarter, and then it was the Davante Adams and Brock Bowers show.
Mm.
They just fed them the rock, and your boy Max Crosby, he was flying around. I say he's your boy because he's a defensive end.
Yeah.
He had 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and that was tied for a career high. The Ravens also had 11 penalties, sloppy football, and they were 3-for-11 on third down.
Mm.
Before I get into the Ravens, I want to celebrate the win for our guy.
You got to give him a big shout out.
Big shout out to Antonio Pierce.
What a win.
What a
statement
win.
Statement win. Win in Baltimore. Have you ever played in? That is
nasty.
Difficult place to play.
And we were just laughing about somebody who didn't have the answers. Mm. It's hard out there, bro. Yeah. It's hard. Your head coach has to find a way to win the game that week. Motivation, tactically. And motivation is, I got to motivate the team and I got to motivate individuals.
Yeah.
Some people have it. Antonio Pierce got it.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he has it. He had that team ready to play defensively. They stood absolutely like giants in that particular ball game. Shout out to the Raiders. Shout out to AP.
Yeah, shout out.
But we're going to go back to the Ravens.
Okay. Get us back on it. What are you thinking?
Doesn't it seem like we've seen this story one too many times? Doesn't it seem like we've heard this song one too many times? It's almost like it's repeating itself, J. Bell. The Ravens collapse again in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. The Ravens can't find a way to win. And I'm talking about the fourth quarter of games, fourth quarter of seasons, fourth quarter of the playoffs. They are never able to get over that hump. Something is fundamentally wrong with this football team, because at the end of the day, for whatever reason, I picked this team to win the Super Bowl this year. Yes, this was my pick. And maybe they're just starting off a little bit slow and they're going to gain momentum, gather steam towards the end of the season. But then what have we seen over and over and over and over and over again, J. Bell? That collapse. And I just don't know if this team is built to win in the very end, Jason.
So are you posing the question that this team and certain players aren't closers?
No, if you're going to say it, just say it. don't do that. If you're going to say it. Ask me the question.
You're not going to be. I can't throw it out you in a softball
and protect me. Say it.
One time I was somewhere. I was doing business. Actually, it was with AP. It was okay. And somebody said, I was in his box.
Okay.
At the Giants game. And somebody came up, a businessman, and I went to have some coffee in the suite. And they used to joke with me all the time, you know, everybody beats me up because I'm that guy. Mm. Just making jokes at me because I can take a joke. I could get laughed at. And he goes, J. Bell, you getting some coffee? And I said, yeah. He goes, you can't have any coffee. Coffee's for closers.
Wow.
Because, in finance, he's making a joke like, are you closing deals? Yeah. Coffee's for closers.
Wow.
And I laughed.
Yeah.
But the perception is, it doesn't matter what you do. Are you closing the deal? Are you making it happen?
So you said all that to say that Lamar Jackson can't drink coffee. is that what you... You in a roundabout way, is that where we're going?
Coffee's not for everybody.
So you're saying Lamar can.
Some people need to stay off the caffeine.
No, not some people. Are you saying that Lamar?
I'm not saying Lamar, but I'm looking at the Ravens.
So who are you saying then if you're not saying Lamar?
I'm looking at the, okay. All right. When you look at Lamar,
yes.
I see what you're doing. You're backing me in a corner, and I'm going to have to close out this conversation because you backed me in. My mama likes Lamar Jackson, and she's an avid podcast listener, YouTube viewer. Yeah. By the way,
Uncle Sam loves it.
Alistair loves Baltimore. By the way, if you listen to this and you are one of our many listeners, thank you. But man, go on to YouTube and check it out too. That really helps us out. Subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Appreciate that. But yes, you backed me in a corner, and I'm gonna stop being soft.
Let's go, J. Bell.
And you know what? I love the way Lamar Jackson plays. He's a human highlight film. I love everything he does.
I don't want to hear all that.
Okay. No, listen.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, but last game, they had opportunity to win.
And many, many times before that.
But I'm just talking this year.
Yes.
This is all I'm talking about.
Look how I'm looking at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The way you look, I am under a stressful situation right now. I am on the stand.
Oh, you are.
And you are one of them lawyers.
If people knew you, they'd be like, oh, it's squeaky bum time for J. Bell right now.
Squeaky bum time right now. Because they're going to come at me.
I know.
They're going to come at me.
Squeaky bum time, J.
He had an opportunity. He missed the throw.
He had a chance and he blew it.
He missed the throw. And then they have the throw that's, inches out by a toe by Isaiah Likely. But I believe before it was Zay Flowers.
Okay.
Was open. Okay, cool. So he missed that. That's what the top dudes do.
Two-time MVP, never a Super Bowl winner. Okay.
And in this game, when they had an opportunity and drive, it ain't happening.
Mm.
He didn't lose the game by himself, because what happened in the fourth quarter on defense, right? It's not all on him.
Boy, you're a great corner.
On defense.
Look at you retreating. Yeah, boy, you're a great corner.
On defense.
That's why you're a good corner.
You knew where the ball was going.
Go ahead and backpedal, Javon.
You knew where the ball was going.
No, no, no. Oh,
Devontae and Brock.
No, move your feet. Yeah, move your feet.
I'm getting out of here. I'm just saying. You got Gardner Minshew looking like he's the closer on defense.
Okay.
So it is a team thing, but we always talk about the quarterbacks, and I haven't seen closers.
Did you get paid $250 mil? It ain't a team thing.
Right.
It's not a team thing,
bro. Good point. Good point. Good point. Good point.
When they say wins and losses, is that on your back, J-Bell?
Nope.
It's on the QB.
It's on the quarterback.
It's on him. Come on now. It's on him.
So he's not a closer.
You said it.
Anyways, man, let me get off of that, man. You know who did close the game out?
Okay.
The Packers versus the Colts. And they did it with a backup quarterback, Malik Willis, who came in to win the game. Anthony Richardson, he threw three interceptions, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Colts. They couldn't stop the run. This defense is kind of leaky,
yeah, it's
man,
a little suspect.
When I look at it. The Packers ran for 261 yards on 53 carries.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of that before, J-Bo?
That is like a boxing match where he's like, I'm not even going to hit you in the head.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the body, and body you know blows. It's coming, and you cannot block it.
Constance.
Period.
Yeah.
Imagine that. If you don't know nothing, think of a boxing match, and a guy's like, I'm not going to hit you in the face, but I'm going to beat you up in the body.
Mm.
This was tied for the fifth most carries in any game for Green Bay since 1970, bro. The 70s. They rushed for 237 yards in the first half. Most since 91.
Exactly what the NFL doesn't want to see. this kind of football.
And they managed. Okay, you got a backup quarterback. You want to manage him. He had a career high 126.8 passer rating. That means, don't worry about that. He was 12 for 14 for 122 yards and a touchdown because the way they managed him.
Yep, efficiency.
This is what we talk about with coaching. We say, how do you handle the situation with the players you have? What do you think about LaFleur's coaching job in this game?
Listen, he's been an outstanding head coach since he got in, right? I think the way he's managed everybody, every single situation has been exemplary.
Yeah.
Now, you know you have a quarterback who is inexperienced, right? You know you have a guy who may not be able to make the throws that Jordan Love is accustomed to making or displayed his ability to make. So what do you do? Short passes, quick passes. You pound the ball down their throats. You play good defense, and you manage expectations. Man, this was a complete team win by the Green Bay Packers. Shout out to LaFleur. Is it Mike or Matt LaFleur?
That is.
I don't know which one it is. LaFleur. It's Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Shout out. He got a fresh cut every week.
Yeah,
too,
he looks good, man.
He got a fresh little cut.
He looks
good. He got
good.
Somebody out there in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Getting him right, and he needed to be right because he had a nice little interview. Because did you see he had to comment on the Packers center, Myers, who vomited before the snap on the ball on a critical third down because he was in an interview, he was like, Malik Willis didn't throw the ball. I forget, it was third and something. He came to the sideline and was like, I couldn't throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? Myers, he threw up on the rock.
It was vomit
he
on the ball.
Threw up on the ball, snapped it, and the quarterback, like, a good team leader, goes, nah, I ain't throwing this. And he ran with the ball. And, you know, he was interviewed about it, and he was telling the ref. The ref said, hey, if that happens again, you want me to, you know, call a kind of injury timeout? He's like, that could be a critical down and distance, man. We need to figure that out.
Imagine if he would have thrown that ball.
And the dude would have spinning with
his spinning with throw up. You're like, oh my God, what is this? Oh, hell no, J-Bell.
Why am I envisioning that?
I know.
You've been in the game a long time, OC. You've seen a lot of things. Is there anything crazy that you've seen on the field that you can remember?
Nothing as outlandish as that.
Yeah.
You know, what about you?
But I also see something else really interesting.
Oh, I don't know about this laugh here, man. What happened, J-Bell? Tell us what happened.
You have to protect the guilty.
Okay.
So I'm gonna leave names out of this.
Okay.
But this is in the pros.
Okay.
I seen somebody hit somebody First of all, we got the, you know, you got the all white pants, okay, right? The all white pants show a lot, right?
Don't do this.
I seen a man tackle somebody.
Yeah.
Big, big hit. And he got up. And he had a little extra in the back of his pants. It's a little darker than the white pants.
You're joking, bro. Come on, man.
Dog.
Oh, my God.
He had a little.
It wasn't a grass stain.
It wasn't a grass stain.
He grunted. He must have grunted when he hit the guy.
They had to. I don't know how they got him right. Oh, but after.
That's terrible.
After. In the next series.
He was clean.
He was good.
That's horrible, man. That's terrible, bro. That is the worst thing I've
heard. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Some teams got a lot to explain to themselves.
Okay.
Because 6 out of the 7 underdogs, right, won this week.
Okay.
6 out of 7. But I want to focus on 3.
Mm.
Because there are a lot of possibilities, a lot of alternatives.
Mm.
A lot of different
multiverse
scenarios
mm-hmm.
that can happen. And a lot of times in organizations, they think the grass is greener on the other side.
Yes.
They believe it can't be me.
Mm.
It has to be you.
Mm-hmm.
This, whatever we're trying to do isn't working, not because the way I coach, the way I teach, the way I've built a roster, it's because you can't do this.
Yeah.
The great coaches always say, I heard Mike Tomlin talk about being a teacher. And he says, if they didn't need us to be great teachers, we wouldn't get paid what we get paid.
Yep.
And I want to talk about 3 quarterbacks that won their games. Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. So Derek Carr, we just talked about it. They, you know, they go out there and they beat the Cowboys. Baker Mayfield beats the Lions in Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. And then Sam Darnold beats the 49ers. Now he was at home. I mean, these are all quarterbacks that have moved teams. The team they left, somebody said they weren't good enough.
Yeah.
But yet, they are having success. Now, Derek Carr is looking great under that offense. Baker Mayfield, both these guys got big contracts, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Cleveland wishes they had Baker Mayfield?
Definitely.
Are you kidding me? Sam Darnold, now he beats the 49ers. He was there. It helped him develop.
Mm.
But my goodness. Under O'Connell, somebody who knows how to develop quarterbacks is the head coach of Minnesota. Somebody who played quarterback, knows how to scout him, knows how to develop him. Look at the way he's playing.
Yeah. See, I always say this, and I'm so thankful that when I got drafted, I went to the New York Giants.
Right.
I always say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've come to realize in my time with the within the NFL, even outside of my playing days.
Yep.
When people have talent and they're hardworking, right?
Yep.
That combination of both. If a situation isn't working, I look externally. A lot of these players who are getting drafted, very talented, and they are hardworking.
Yep.
And they go to situations and they don't perform. And a lot of times they move on or they go somewhere else and you see them flourish. You'd be like, well, what happened? Blah, 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 blah. What? No, they went into a situation where the people didn't know how to utilize them. They didn't take the time to truly invest in building this, because NFL is a different level than college.
Yeah.
But building these players up and giving them all the tools and all the necessary work to make this thing work for them, they don't do that. And then the minute it doesn't work, they immediately shift to something else.
Yep.
And then that person goes somewhere and thrives. Yep. So now when I see players who they label busts and all this, I don't even, in my head, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if this guy was a bust.
True.
I don't have a single clue. He could have just went to a bad organization, a bad coach, or a bad situation, and he didn't meet his potential.
You got the former coach of the Raiders who comes in and says, I don't want Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And he leads all quarterbacks with 17 passing touchdowns since week 15 in 2023. But you don't fit what I need to do. Now the coach isn't there. Now you're in a situation where if you had him on the Raiders right now with AP, get out of here. Get out of here. And then I want to talk about Baker because Imagine going into a team after Tom Brady left and getting that locker room to accept you, first of all, and to follow you as a leader.
Yeah.
Now, our producer, Uncle Sam, he asked me to say, you know, is Baker a top 10 quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I'm not even worried about that. Is he a top 5 leader?
Mm. That's a great question.
Because you, everybody does the, is he a top, and I get that. But what kind of leader is here? Because think about it, if he was in Cleveland right now, they're not being led by their quarterback. Come on.
From everything I've heard and seen about Baker Mayfield, he's not a top 5 leader. He's a top 3 leader.
Ooh.
Top 3. Hands down. And you can't even question this. From his time at Oklahoma, even when he was at Cleveland, the people, his players, respect and they admire this man.
Yeah.
And he has that underdog mentality, that grit, that fight, that, you know, intestinal fortitude.
Mm, I like it.
That gets him into the upper echelon, no matter how much you try to beat him down. He is a fantastic man.
Yeah.
Forget quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a good man. And that shows up every time he steps out there on the football field.
I mean, this is the key to the position. You have to be able to execute. What do you do well? Do we build around you? Can I? It doesn't matter what I know as a coach. It's how I can teach you.
Mm.
How can I make sure that we implement that? And we don't see that a lot. And now we understand that it isn't necessarily about all these stats we throw out. To your point, who are you and how do you lead? And I think those three guys are in a situation where we've seen it's going well for them. I'm highly interested. OC, it's that time.
Okay. What time is that?
It's time for our picks.
Okay.
You ready?
I think I've been on a... on an unfortunate roll these last 2 weeks. Man.
Hey, it's been bad. We're not going to start, just like the beginning of the year, we're not going to start talking about like what our record is.
Yeah.
Let's give us the first quarter of the year.
So I'm Patrick Mahomes is what you're
saying. Just give yourself time.
Am I Patrick Mahomes?
You just give yourself time.
Patrick Mahosi. Mahosi. I like Mahosi. Patrick Mahosi.
To the pick segment powered by 888 Sport, the official partner of the NFL UK and Ireland. Are you ready for this?
I am ready. I also love the way they add Ireland in there.
It's my peoples, man.
Yeah, I
come
love
on,
that.
Man.
I was really happy when I saw that.
I like that.
Shout
too,
out to Ireland.
Shout out to everybody that we power. That means
everybody that powers us.
Yeah, for real. Not everybody. That's true. Thank you. First up, we have the Lions at the Cardinals. Kyler Murray looked good last week.
He did absolutely ball. Best game of his young career, especially since coming back off the injury. Lions coming off a difficult, difficult loss. I'm going with the Lions in a bounce back victory here, Jay Bell.
I'm with you. The Lions bounce back. They need it. Dan Campbell will have them motivated. We have the Chiefs at the Falcons. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Kirk Cousins looked all right this week.
The Dirty Birds got a dub against Philly, but they're not going to get a dub against the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, Mahosi, takes the win here, Jay Bell.
I'm going with the Chiefs for the win. Also, OC. And then we have the Eagles at the Saints. Ooh.
That's a tough one, man. But I would expect the Philadelphia Eagles to come out. I mean, somebody's got to slow this New Orleans Saints team down now. Somebody's got to do it. And I think this is going to be the game the Eagles get this dub.
I'm going with the Saints because what do you call their stadium?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Where teams get lost.
Yeah, they do disappear down there. You're right.
So I'm rolling with the Saints. What about the 49ers at the Rams?
Rams is not looking good,
they
man.
They don't got a lot. They got a lot of injuries.
They're not looking good.
A lot of injuries.
Got to go with the 49ers here, J-Bo.
I'm with you on that. Go with the 49ers. And last but not least, the Ravens at the Cowboys. Two teams that are desperate for a win.
They both need a dub. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens here, man. They have to win this game. No way they go 0-3, J-Bo.
I'm with you on that. How are they going to go 0-3? The Ravens get the win. So that's how we think it's going to go down. But please head over to 888 Sport to get all the odds. Please gamble responsibly. 18 plus. OC, week 3 is going to be fun. Like you always say, the NFL never disappoints.
Never has disappointed, never will disappoint. And guess what, J-Bell?
Them ankles don't disappoint, do they? Them ankles
J-Bow. Don't disappoint. Just give me one. Just give me one. Go ahead. You can.
Is that legal to touch?
You can touch it.
Hey, this has been the Jason and OC podcast. If you haven't, please subscribe. Go on to all the social media platforms, YouTube, click the subscribe button, everywhere else. We appreciate all the love. We will see you next time. Thank you.